How to Be Happy podcast, episode number 17, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. I just thought I'd whistle a little bit there, although I couldn't do that last part. Hey, everybody, it's Jared and Emily Akers with the How to Be Happy podcast. I'm Jared Akers.
Emily Akers here.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Sexy?
Getting used to, sexy.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to the new headphones.
Yeah.
New microphones are louder.
Yeah. We're trying, we're on, this is episode
Changing it up.
17. So we're trying to, some little bit different things, trying to get the audio quality is good. So I got the mics up a little bit hotter and we're sitting back a little bit farther. And we're going to see how that works. Hopefully we can keep from hitting the table. I need to get some of those shock mounts yet because every once in a while we hit the table and that's like literally impossible to get out in post. But anyway, so.
I don't think it'll be a problem now that the rug is gone.
Yeah, we had a rug underneath our table and you kind of.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story.
Better now.
Yeah. The story's better or?
The story's good.
Or that, yeah.
It's better now.
Right on. So today our episode or our topic is going to be effective communication with your spouse or partner. How to effectively communicate. And as everyone knows or, it's no big secret that communicating in the relationship is vital. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
To me.
Now, When I think about communication, I wrote an article quite a while back, several years ago, actually, and it talks about how to effectively communicate accidentally on purpose. Or it was kind of like the way I learned how to communicate was I learned about myself. I learned how, right. what I needed and who I was and self-acceptance and all that stuff. And one of the byproducts was learning how to effectively communicate because in all my relationships before, I didn't really know how to communicate because I didn't really know what I needed or what I wanted. And so when someone asked me for something or I just basically wanted them to like me.
I'm not sure I had any trouble communicating. It was that my intentions weren't always good when I communicated. I had expectations that the other person should know how I'm thinking and feeling. So I had resentments build up and so when I did communicate, it was ineffective because it was like more of the same, blah, blah, blah. It's all I hear.
Nagging?
I think it came across as nagging. And I would also say that the other person that I was communicating with wasn't interested in
hearing it.
Right.
So what is nagging? What would you constitute as nagging? Because if you're saying it over and over.
Right. Obviously, it's not getting...
Right. So,
yeah.
At what point is it...
Right.
Are you nagging or am I just not paying attention?
I think when it gets to nagging, obviously, someone's not listening or hasn't changed the behavior.
Or...
And that could be the nagger or it could be the person being nagged.
Right. See, that's a good... The naggy or the nagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it gets to the point where you're being told you're nagging... You got to start over, I think.
Well, because you're making something important to you, and obviously it's not important to them. Like, right. If you keep telling me to clean up the
chances are
the
you're
office,
expecting the other person to make you happy.
Yeah, because you keep telling me to clean up the office,
right.
And at some point...
Right, if I don't want to clean up the office, then
yeah,
it's going to become nagging. I've made up my mind. Right?
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it.
Well, and it's important to you, but obviously it's not important to me because I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So you have to
By
decide.
By the way, we have separate offices, so that's not an issue with us.
We do?
Yeah.
We actually have offices?
I do. Yeah. You do? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I've been recluse
to the dungeon.
You chose
the basement.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because we used to watch TV down
right.
there.
It's time to move back up.
No, we don't, so.
Although it is a lot cooler down there.
It is
in the
very
summer.
Cool.
I noticed.
So one of the things that we have for effective communication is kindness.
I had a little itch.
Yeah.
Yeah. New headphones.
Yeah. So do you like the new headphones?
Yeah. It's
the first time you've had them on.
Right.
Yeah. They got good reviews on Amazon.
Well, that's good. What that's did we important. Get?
They're the AKGs something.
Yeah.
But
they look pretty cool. They're kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Are they? Well, then yeah. that's what...
The pad goes all the way around my ear. It doesn't touch it and push on it. So yeah. I think it'll be comfortable for a long term.
Yeah.
Wearing.
That's good.
Important. Yeah.
So kindness.
Yeah.
So be kind.
Mm-hmm. When you're communicating. How well, are you feeling?
We watch...
Try to avoid sarcasm or, you know, trying to communicate when you're angry about something.
Right.
You know, work through those feelings before you communicate.
Because there's those little
digs. If
you
digs, need to write it down and work through it. Yeah, the little digs are just going to do just that. They're going to dig you a great big hole and you'll fall right in it.
Ah.
Like that?
Yeah, I do.
I just thought of that.
Well, because we were watching.
It's true, though.
Yeah, we were watching.
I watch other people.
Gene Simmons, who are, Family yeah. Jewels, you know, and she's
very
she's got
angry
a lot of
with
resentment
him.
Over mm-hmm. the years. And, you know, and rightfully so, but she's got to
right.
decide whether or not she's
But gonna... she's also decided now to marry him, and now they're married, but she's continuing, you know, the sarcasm, and she yeah. continues to have that anger. And
it comes out and
he's
digs.
Very passive.
Yeah, and it comes out and digs.
Right.
And, you know, stuff,
it's embarrassing just, to watch
yeah.
when people are sarcastic
it's not
very with
attractive.
Each other. Yeah, no, it's yeah. it makes everybody feel awkward.
Yeah, but you know we do it. You yeah. know, and
I think when you're doing it, you're not aware of it, but everybody else in the room is.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, but I think if you don't have that, you know what we talked about. I think it was the episode before last, which would have been 14 was about respect.
Right.
You know, and that if you don't have respect,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah. Sock it to me, which seems kind of weird that you'd want someone to sock something to you if
yeah.
if you're looking to get respect. I don't really get that.
Is that Aretha Franklin, by the way?
I want to say that that's correct.
Yeah, I think.
But I'm not for sure. So, and if you know, 775-234-8373.
Yeah, it's so, really important.
Yeah. So if you don't respect someone, obviously you're not going to really be that kind and
right.
you know, but one of the things that I think, you know, I'm still getting back to my experience, the most effective way that I learned to communicate, or I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but was to learn to know what I needed. And, you know, because I couldn't really tell someone, this is what I need to be
well,
happy.
I think you have to figure out what is reasonable to want from someone else and what you need to provide for yourself.
Right.
And then determine from that information, you know, what is appropriate to be asking for.
Yeah. And when I say need, that sounds so narcissistic, yeah, like what I need.
Because, like if someone's saying, I need you to make me happy, or I need you
right.
to do this, or I'm not going to be happy.
Exactly. Well,
that's not right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do it.
We do.
Because we have expectations, episode 5, mm-hmm. you know, about yeah. what we think it should be. And I'm not going to, you know, unless you do this, I'm not going to feel this.
Right.
And then you're setting... It's, stipulations on
kind of
your unhappiness.
Emotional blackmail is what it is.
Right.
You like that?
I do. I like that. That is a good
pretty
one.
Good. I'm kind of full of.
You are.
Yeah, I know. I'm on tonight, today.
Are you?
This morning.
We've been out in the sun all weekend. It's
yeah,
been so
we're kinda,
hot and great, and I'm like burnt to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm past the point where I can really burn because I've gotten
yeah.
so much sun, but.
Yeah. Just kind of.
Takes it out of you.
Pretty exhausted.
So let's think about like. You know, timing.
Timing's important.
Important as well.
Yeah, you don't want to communicate with your spouse about how you're feeling or thinking about something when the kids are around or they're trying to watch a program or they're on the phone with someone else. You know, the timing is very important.
Yeah.
You know, you want to set the scene to be conducive to communication.
Well, and I think, I mean, that's a good point. When you said timing... Though, too, before, initially, when you said that, I was thinking, I just, like, said the same thing, like, 3 different ways. Before you said that.
Covered all the bases.
Yeah, right.
I guess I'm just used to it.
That timing was more, okay, I have to get this set up just right so that I either get something that I want when I say it or I communicate it effectively. So See how my brain works. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I got to, the timing of when I say this has got to be just right so that she's in the right mood to accept it in the way that I want her to accept it.
Like, oh, wow.
Like, I'm going to go hang out with the guys, but I have to time it in the right way.
I would rather have the direct approach. I think we've kind of figured that out. We've went about through that. Me.
Yeah. Yeah, we went around that where I would frame it in a way.
I think
that
it was actually 4th of July, the first year we were together.
It was Memorial Day.
Oh, Memorial Day? Yeah. It was a holiday, and I was pretty sensitive about those.
Yeah, you were. Well, yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Because I had Monday off, and I had said I was going to come back, and we had talked about spending some time together, and I made kind of some other plans with someone else.
And I had an expectation that you were going to want to spend it with me.
But I framed it in a way.
But I hadn't really let you know that I had that expectation.
Well, yeah, but it was a realistic expectation because we talked about it.
Did you?
Well, yeah, you know, we kind of were looking forward to having the day off, but then I had kind of made plans to do something else. But instead of telling you how to approach that,
you weren't direct.
I pussyfooted
around. Yeah, you went around, you know, all the way around the
block. I said, hey, I'm going to help out this guy, he really needs this in a way that it would make it seem like I was doing a good deed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that you kind of liked this guy, and it was just, instead of just saying, hey, I know we made plans. This is something that I really want to do, And that was old baggage because I had done that. You know, I would kind of throw something out there to see in past relationships what their response was going to be and then make up my mind on how I was going to respond based off that.
Right.
And that's just not right. That's just a terrible way to communicate.
I prefer when you come to me and say, listen, I really want to do this and I like you well enough that I want you to do the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
And the day that you do it doesn't really matter. A day is a day is a day, right? Whether it's a holiday or my birthday or Christmas, if you're wanting to do something else, just a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not.
Well, yeah, if it was our anniversary or something and I said, hey, I'm going to go.
Well, that would be pretty telling.
With the guys and.
It'd be hard not to take that personally.
And knock back a couple Coca-Colas with the guys, you know.
But yeah.
You'd be like, what? No matter how well I effectively communicated it.
Hmm.
So,
I'd be wondering why you wouldn't want to spend our anniversary together.
Me neither.
Yeah. You neither?
Me neither.
You wouldn't be wondering?
Me neither. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so for me, timing is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it all comes back to honesty as well.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't trust you.
And I didn't then.
Didn't trust me?
No, not then. Not the first year we were together. I think trust is earned. It's not you did things to make me not trust you. It was just something that I had to develop.
Yeah.
And you had to develop for me.
Well, and I had to trust. Yeah, for me the trust was you were going to still like me no matter what.
I would be able to accept your
truth. I mean, to a certain extent, obviously. If I would have showed up and hacked up all your, you know.
That'd be a problem.
All of your orchids, you probably would have.
Yeah.
Disliked me.
Mm. I think that's a pretty safe bet. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I do that. Sorry about the lip smack, everybody.
I
just got
that.
Reprimanded for that. Now I'm doing it. I don't even know I'm doing it.
I know. I have to be real conscious of it.
I learned that from you.
What? The lip smacking?
Really. It's just something I do.
Oh.
I just never really heard lip smacking as loud as it is on this.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, I can usually take those out, the lip smacking. But.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we really notice on The Bachelorette when they kiss. You can always tell the lip smackers.
Yes.
You know, like, oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
Oh, I don't like him. And you're like, why? I'm like, because you can hear him kissing.
Yeah.
And that's just a huge turnoff.
So can you,
I don't want to hear a smack.
Can you communicate really well with a kiss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to kiss you right now.
You do?
Yeah.
Kiss me.
Okay, come here.
Did you hear the smack? I can't wait to hear if we smack.
All right. So, honestly, sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sarcasm. Sarcasm is, you know, and I'm guilty of that. And we say how to effectively communicate. Sarcasm is not one of them. So we have a list of things here, and I guess we're not really explaining. This is, you know, a positive way, or again, these are all from our experiences,
right?
But I think we do a great job of communicating now. You know, we go through points where, you know, we we get a little disconnected or something, mm-hmm. you know, we have to remind ourselves, for example, of the 90-second rule,
right,
and stuff like that. And making sure that, hey, what, like, for, you know, for instance, this weekend, well, what do you have in mind? What's in your head? What are you thinking we're going to be doing this weekend? And, you know, and,
yeah,
that has nothing to do with sarcasm, but
no, but I think that if people start speaking with sarcasm, you need to stop and pay attention.
There's
a reason that people are being sarcastic, especially now, if you are. I know that something's going on, but...
Well, I mean, sarcasm because I think it's...
Well, it can be playful, too.
Yeah, but I think that you're right, because I always saw it as, you know, like, you know, can everyone knows certain, you know, comedians or actors that, you know, that, like, what's his name, David Spade or whatever, you know, certain mm-hmm. people that have sarcasm and you... You know, but in real life, if you use that a lot, I think with someone that's close to you, unless you have a...
I think it can be hurtful unless you understand someone's sense of humor.
Yeah. I think you have to be careful, and it starts to come off as digs, mm-hmm. you know, and you say things that...
Yeah, a good example of digs is if you watch the Gene Simmons show.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
I know.
Oh.
I'm just giving that again because, like, it's very true.
We're not at that point yet, are we?
No.
Ooh, that came fast. We got years before your memory gets that bad.
No, I know we talked about it, but I just want to bring it up again because it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah, and we all know.
It's sad. I wish I could call her and say, gotta check that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she knows it. She sees it. She's...
I wonder. Yeah, she probably,
working
gets
on
to
it.
Watch the show and see how he just kind of shuts down. You could see him shutting down when she does things like that. He won't say anything.
Right.
But you know he's taking it and putting it in his memory bank somewhere, saving it.
Well, one thing that I have noticed, because I've been there in a relationship when there's communication going on and when there's a disagreement or something, there's this power struggle.
Right.
And what happens is, at least in my experience, okay, you feel guilt, or I feel guilt for something I've done to you, but I'm defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you reveal something, and it's like, who can make the other one feel more guilt? You know, it's like, it's a power thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's about ego and power. Now I want you to feel guilty for something you did to me. So that means I have the upper hand. And do you understand what I'm saying? Have you ever?
Yeah. I think that it can happen in communication. I'm trying to think of an example.
Like, well, I had thought of it because in that show where mm-hmm. they and Gene Simmons were there, they go to Africa, and she kind of have an ulterior motive.
Right. She always has an ulterior motive.
Of going there for him to see the kids.
But I wonder how much of that is the show and a setup too.
Well, yeah.
You know, they kind of...
Well, we know they do some of that because when we were in Belize, mm-hmm. they were there before us and...
took our boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was...
I guess we could stop relating everything to that show, but it just...
yeah.
Highlighted some things, you mm-hmm. know, because she had ulterior motives of going there to Africa because she was wanting to
adopt
a child.
And he doesn't.
But she knew that he had some children that he sponsors there, so they would get to see the children. And so,
yeah.
When he...
play on his sympathies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he found that out, he's like...
furious.
I get angry, so now I kind of have... but I have this righteousness. I mm-hmm. have this reason to be angry because you've deceived me. But then she turns around and says, well, pulls up some other things like you mm-hmm. deceived me. So see, right now they're trying to each see who has the more... who's more righteous in being angry.
Right.
And it's a power thing. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know... I don't know. That's what made me think about that. But let's get on to something else. So,
yeah.
I had down anger too, which is kind of sarcasm, mm-hmm. you know, the same thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm angry, when you're angry, you say things that you want to be hurtful. And that's mm-hmm. just, I don't, hopefully we don't ever get to that point. Which
I don't see us getting to that point.
Oh,
you think?
I hope not.
Oh.
I mean, there were some moments, I think, early on.
Oh, yeah.
When we were, you know, when I was not sure if I was going to stay or go. And
mm-hmm. I was angry.
Yeah. And you were angry and you said some things and I said some things but we talked about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think the main thing with communication is, for me specifically in this relationship that's been so different, is complete and total transparency
mm-hmm.
and honesty, because it's so much easier, because when I can communicate to you, and you know, that day when we went out on a date and I had something to share with you and I was like, oh my God, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've shared this thing and the women went running for the door, or, you know, and I shared it with you and you looked at me and you were like,
that's it.
That's it. You know, and it was
kind of, what's for dinner?
Yeah. What's for lunch? You know, and I was kind of like, okay, wow. So that's it. She knows everything. So,
really?
So I have nothing else to fear.
You had a lot attached to that. I had never had anything.
Well, and some of the other things that I told you early on too, but it was like you accepted me for who I was completely. And
you me.
Yeah. But honestly, that's not to say that other people I had been with in relationships wouldn't have been that way. I just never gave them the chance because I was never completely an open. And
right.
I always tried to skew how they viewed me by what I told them, how I communicated things to them.
Yeah.
You know,
but then you were not being yourself. So how could they be, how could they love you because you weren't even you?
So,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you communicate something? Like if I have something that I want to tell you that, that I'm afraid of your reaction or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can think of an example of that when I had something I wanted to share with you, but that really bothered me.
Okay.
And we agreed early on that we weren't going to like take our problems and go share them with other people before we gave each other a chance. But sometimes I think it helps to go and kind of practice with someone else.
Yeah.
And kind of find out, am I crazy? Is this like
a
big
deal?
Perspective. Right.
Yeah.
And then be honest about it. And so I finally did tell you about it and you were wonderful about it. And you told me that if you feel something, that it's not wrong. I said, I feel like an idiot. And you said, nothing's ever stupid if you feel it. It's real.
Yeah.
Thought that was cool.
Yeah. Well, it is. If you feel it, it's valid.
Yeah.
You know, never let anybody tell you that you shouldn't feel something.
Yeah.
You know, well, you shouldn't feel guilty or you shouldn't feel sad or you shouldn't feel bad or angry because
you need to explore why you feel that way.
I had it with the best intentions. You shouldn't feel that way. I don't know why you feel that way.
Yeah.
It's like you're telling them basically.
People say that because they don't know how to respond.
Right.
In another way.
And a lot of times the best thing to do is just let them feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, they're gonna, whether you tell them to feel it or not.
You know, you don't have to understand, but allow them the dignity to feel the emotion that
they're feeling.
How about,
I can see why you might feel that way, or, wow, I can see that really bothers you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that it bothers you, and I wish that there was a different way that I could explain it to you or make you understand, but it's not, a lot of times you can't make them understand, you know. And again, try to be understanding rather than understood. You know, when you're communicating something with someone and they're just not getting it. Well,
then you need to ask yourself, are you trying to change their mind about something?
Either I'm not explaining it right, you know, and that's one of the things you learn in business as well. When you have a good idea or you're trying to explain something to either a client or whatever, you know, well, they just don't get it. Well, then you're not communicating it correctly if they're not getting it.
Right.
Or maybe your message is.
Or maybe the timing is off.
Right.
Or maybe there's some resentments, underlying resentments that are preventing the other person.
But try to be understanding of what, you know, what they're going through and ask them. And
ask, hey, is this a good time? Maybe we need to discuss this at another time.
One huge thing about communicating is shutting up your brain. Because when you're talking, I'm not listening. I'm waiting for my chance to respond. So I'm formulating my rebuttal. You know, oh, I got something. It's going to blow away when they shut up long enough so I can share.
Right.
You know, that's not communicating. That's waiting for your chance to talk. And that's the ego. And I've gotten better at that over the years. It takes some practice. But one of the things that I use of, you know, and it takes a split second for that thought to come in. And then it's like, okay, if I'm really supposed to share this, then God will reveal it to me later and get back to listening to what you're saying. And that's difficult.
Yeah, it is. For me too.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for me to say that?
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for you to, I thought, well, now you're making sure you're listening. So you're not going to respond because you're like, okay, am I doing that? You know, and it happens.
I'm sure I do it.
It happens. So
still question that I do it.
Subconsciously.
I think that's why we get along so well, because we are so alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. We share that.
Like the other night, we're laying there.
I think it's called diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
We both got it.
Well,
We do.
We're laying there before we go to bed, and it's like, yeah, good night. I love you. I love you too. I love you more. You know, and then I say, I love you.
Yeah.
And this is literally what goes through my head. I go, I love you. Cause sometimes we'll say to the moon, or then I went, I love you. And then I was going to say, I envision, I have imagination down the road, down the street here, past the church. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to, you know, I could go there, or I could go down and somewhere and back, or I could go out to like the city limit. And then I could say, well, I could go to the moon, or I could go to Mars. And then I mean, this happened like a split second of where, how far. And then Jupiter came into my head. Mm-hmm. And I said, or you said it,
mm-hmm.
Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, or I said it right when you said it or something.
Yeah. But we do that all the time. We have the same thing.
But I went through all those different scenarios and ended up on Jupiter. It's mm-hmm. like your brain had Jupiter forming and an energy passed over to mine.
I think that our energies are so comfortable with each other that they cross over.
Yeah.
And our thoughts are the same so much.
That's a lot.
Possible?
I don't know, but that happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And it happens with good friends as well.
It's like home. You know you're home with someone when that happens.
Yeah. I told, when I first met, I said, she's a female version of me, yeah. or my brain, yeah. you know, a lot sexier than me, but a female
you're
version.
You're pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're sexy.
Well, let's keep this G-rated.
Okay.
So
it's not much fun, is it?
Well, that came from the early on. We spent a lot of time just mm-hmm. while we still do diarrhea, just yeah. sharing what we're feeling and yeah. not afraid that you're going to think that I'm less of a man or,
yeah, you know, because that's nice.
Because I'm, you know, I told you early on, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Right.
So
yeah.
when I first moved in, I'm like, you have a bat.
Yeah. Let me tell the story. Okay. Hey, I'm so happy that you're here. You know, I feel a lot safer having you here. And, yeah. you know, I used to get just a little spooked, you know, about
living by yourself.
Living by myself. And it's so nice to finally have a man here that can protect me. And a few minutes went by. We're laying in bed. It's completely dark. And he says, do you have a bat? I go, well, there goes that security.
Yeah.
Well, just totally ruined that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I was thinking, you know, I'm thinking, well, I need a bat, you know, because it's between me.
I'm
next to the door. Yeah.
I'm going to get a taser.
Yeah. I don't want a gun.
No. I just want to incapacitate somebody. I don't want to kill them.
Yeah. Well, they say wasp spray works pretty good.
Wasp?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like hornet spray.
You're serious?
Yeah, it's basically like
the same thing as
diesel
mace?
Fuel. Yeah.
Oh.
And it goes a lot farther.
Good God.
But you can't really carry around a big old can of wasp spray in your purse
probably
or
not.
Something. But
you could put it next to the bed, though.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Of course, my luck, I'd wake up
and
drink
grab it.
Yeah. So I'd say, you know, the most important thing about effective communication is be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to keep the sarcasm to a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people that
avoid sarcasm.
Yeah. Well, I
just
mean, I know
honest.
People that
just
are, you know,
there.
Couples that are sarcastic, you know,
well,
together and it works for them, but
I think it's a response to not communicating well.
Well, no, that could be.
Yeah.
But then you also get to a point where those, you know, sarcasms, you start to dig a little bit, mm-hmm. they start flying and they mm-hmm. get a little personal, you know,
yeah.
and it's just right.
It's going to compound the issue.
Yeah. So, you know, keep that in mind and, you know, try to, what was your point on timing? Oh, yeah, you made a great point.
Yeah,
if there's something
on a good time
yeah,
to communicate.
If something comes up and I really want to share you something, don't try to communicate your faults in front of like our
right.
friends or you know
right,
keep
right.
that.
It's got to be private.
Yeah.
Between you.
Yeah. And
remember to
be honest.
Be loved.
Be loved.
And be happy.
Yeah, man. God bless. See you next time.